just for a minute, okay?
All right.
I'll be
sorry
back.
About
I've got
that, Chris. Hey, yo.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, sorry about that. I had a client call in, like, right in between our calls, and I thought it was you when I first answered it, and it was another client, so I had to set up his account real quick. But you were speaking
so,
on my
are you guys called Slash?
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
You guys call what, Slash something? What do you guys call Slash something?
Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you guys are partnering with Google then?
Correct. We're a premier Google partner right here. Here, let me show you. Yeah, you could go to google.com/partners. And then there's a tab, work with partners, find a partner, and type in local Splash. I'll send it to you so you can kind of bypass it. Copy, paste.
And you think you definitely get enough business for the three of us? Because right now there's two other companies that are using it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Who knows? One of them might be on pause anyway, so you never know.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. So when these people get vetted, we let them know that they're getting a Google guaranteed contractor. So we're not saying specifically your name until we've already gone, okay, you know, we're communicating with you. You're going, hey, you're available to take the call. Then we'll actually tell them your name and say, hey, I'm going to connect you with them, you know. So we take on all the calls kind of as just a vague pre-screening, identify what they're looking for, and then we have them hang on while we transfer them over to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's plenty to go around. I mean, the bigger radius you target, the more opportunities you're going to get. So if it does come down to it, we could always expand on the service area too. But obviously, I don't want to send you anywhere you don't want to go either. I mean, but at the same time, like if one of the leads is like, you know, a guy who's looking for, you know, a deal that's like $2,500 a month, and I know you got those two kids in the background that you're screaming at and playing on your phone, I'm going to go, hey, Chris, this is 45 miles away. You should take this, though. You know what I mean? So we vet them and have them on the line.
Yeah, you know, I might take some jobs that someone else is with them. You know, they might not take, and they might take some jobs that I might not take. So
exactly. Yeah, exactly. And the good thing about it is you only get charged if you accept them. So it's not like doing Home Advisor or something like a pay-per-lead service where, you know, you don't have the opportunity to decline it. And that way you can actually maximize the return on investment from the campaign and have, you know, your strict guidelines on what you accept and what you don't accept. So there will be a client interview, right? We'll walk you through the whole process, interview you, make sure that, you know, everything we're bringing in is qualified by your standards, and still at that point of the call or point of sale, you have the opportunity still to accept or deny them at that point.
So, do I talk to you before we accept or deny?
You're going to talk with Perry. Perry is a Google rep that we have in-house, and he will actually be the one creating your campaign, doing the client interview, vetting it, and then he'll actually transfer you the calls live. So you'll have an agent.
All right. Because you said I talk to the client at the same time. You know, it's harder to say no to a client on the phone. So do I talk to you first? Or do I talk to Pat first? What was his name?
Perry. His name's Perry. Perry's gonna do a client interview that's gonna have him, you know, set your parameters on what you do and don't accept. So the client has to meet those parameters, before we even call you and, you know, bother you with it, right? So they have to qualify by your standards. It gives him kind of like a checklist, that he has to go through as he's taking the call. And then when he goes to transfer the call over to you, you know, he has to obviously check all your boxes, and then you still have the opportunity with them on the line. You don't have to accept them. You know, you could say, hey, this one's actually not a good fit for me. We have other Google certified companies that fall within that cleaning category. We could just call them or let them know, hey, you know, maybe we can't even get them a Google certified rep. You know, so that's a possibility too. That does happen sometimes. Sometimes the job's too small and they're trying to get $1,000 insurance, and these guys are like, hey, I'm not going to accept that one. I don't get out of bed for this or less than this, you know, and we encourage that.
I'm sure there's some jobs. Yeah, I'm sure there's some people that won't do it for less than $500. So I believe that 100%.
We encourage that too. You got to remember, like, Google is giving that insurance policy, but it's like something that they don't really ever want to use. You know, so it's not like you want somebody that's got like a $100 job and then we're pulling out $2,000 of insurance every time. You know, oh, he broke this or this happened. Blah blah blah. You know, you get those problems.
I also have my own insurance too, so I assume my own insurance would cover that.
Well, yeah, right, but it's just that extra. It's more used as an incentive, like, we're going to put our money where our mouth is too, and we're recommending this guy. You know, we're saying, hey, this is a good fit. We background screened him, and we'll even back what we're saying, and, you know, that just gives them that peace of mind in hiring you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a full money-back guarantee, but at the same time, like, it's supposed to be within 24 hours, and sometimes we've had people message us, like, a month later and be like, oh, hey, I didn't like this. Like, well, why didn't you message us ahead of time?
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, the idea here is we don't want anybody ever working for free, too, though, so that's something we would want to avoid, like, the plague, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll kind of, and this will kind of give us some higher quality, I think, clients, too.
Yeah, it's literally the highest possible quality client that you could get to date. I mean, the people are vetted, and you don't actually get charged until you accept them, or at least set an appointment to go out and meet with them. So it's like it really doesn't get any better than that. Google Guarantee is literally the best marketing and advertisement product on planet Earth right now.
I'm a little nervous about switching, but you know what? ADIQ is not doing anything for me. And in like 3 months, it'll pay for just the website. You know, if I cancel that, that alone will be even out.
Well, the great thing too is, I mean, you could add us as manager to that local listing. You know, when you leave AdIQ, or you know, and then you know, we can still, you know, update it with the new website, put it on there, you know, post it to a degree, just to make sure that, you know, that's still getting dominant presence too, because we're going to be moving that up and actually putting that badge on there. We still want you to keep the 13 five-star reviews that you have and just move you up into that Google Guarantee category. So it'll wind up kicking them out one way or another, whether you do it on your own. It happens organically once we access that Google Business Profile. You can only have one person managing it at a time.
Yeah, I don't want to be paying, you know, them those.
Yeah, but all you'd really need to do, I mean, if you're using our services, the only thing you'd need to do is to swap the website out with the new website that we built for you, and then, of course, pass the background screening, you get that Google Guarantee badge, and it's just moving you up into that section. So, it's you wouldn't really need them, to be honest. If you're doing Google Guarantee, there's no point.
Yeah, no, I want to cancel them. Mm-hmm. And then that eliminates a monthly bill, and that'll help, too, with the budget. If I look at it that way, they'll be at $89.90.
Yeah, I mean, 2 months of that already paid. It's the first of the month right now. I mean, 2 months of that's already paid for more than half of your guaranteed budget. You know, so.
All right, I'm gonna give this a try.
All right, so let me create your profile with us. I know I have a lot of the stuff on your Google Business Profile in front of me, so it might sound a little redundant, but what I'm kind of looking for is if there's any changes, right? So are your hours of operation the same? You're still going 9 to 5 Monday through, well, Sunday through Friday?
Yeah, it'll change in October, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe it'll change.
Okay. Well, just let me know. That's a phone call, you know, a simple fix. But Saturday's the only closed day.
Yeah, we have an after hours number too, though, people can call, so.
Okay.
I don't know if I
said that's something we would want to note, though, because the Google Guarantee campaigns will only run during your business hours. So that you'll see it actually, like, rotate off when you're outside of business hours.
Yeah, because I have a manager that handles the off-shift stuff. Like,
okay.
If it's called, like, after 5 p.m., he takes it. So technically, with 24 hours, I just don't advertise it as that.
Yeah.
I think
we could leave it as open availability, so that way your listing's always up there, and they could always call. Again, it has to be pre-screened in order for you to accept the leads. So, you know, it could be up there, but she would have to, you know, you have to kind of fill her in on this. Because it's like, hey, if she accepts the leads after hours, now you have somebody else accepting the leads on your company's behalf that's not you. And then you incur that charge. Is it like your wife?
Oh, no, she's the GM. I'm the owner. My wife's the GM. And then Michaela is the manager. Michaela technically does about the day-to-day of the company. I will tell her not to accept anything. If she can pass information on to me, that's fine. But Bobby and I can have it accepted.
Yeah, I mean, we're already pre-screening them by your standards, but if you just double down on her and say, hey, if it's after this time and it's less than $500, don't even bother with accepting the lead, you know? And I could add her as, like, an authorized user on the profile.
Yeah, we'll probably do that, too, eventually.
Okay. Well, we'll start it out like this for right now. What's your last name, Chris? Is this
Mark?
Okay. And is Chris short for Christian or Christopher?
Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-F-E-R.
Oh, that's unique. I like that.
Yeah, my mom did it with me and my brothers. We all have common names but unique spellings.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. I've actually never seen it that way. It's always P-H. All right, and then 989-789-0686 is the best phone number for us and your clients, correct?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just got a message, so my phone got quiet again.
No problem.
Shit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
That's better.
Okay. And then where can I send the well, actually, I'm going to send you the application now. But I want to send the full agreement in writing, too, for the LSA and Google Guarantee Program. What's the primary business email?
martincleaningservice48750@gmail.com.
48750@gmail.com. Okay.
I'm hoping to get enough from your work because, you know, winter hit. You know, I was talking to my manager about we might have to, you know, do the seasonal layoffs. I'm hoping we can keep some people on.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's the beauty of Google Guarantee, though. So it's like if you're not accepting it or things are slow, you're not getting charged for it. You know what I'm saying?
I just use HomeAdvisor. And HomeAdvisor charges for every lead no matter what, and that was super annoying.
Yeah, well, I just got a little goosebumps here. The reason Google created this is preparing for HomeAdvisor to get shut down again. HomeAdvisor got shut down in 2012. And then if you look up, like, FTC versus HomeAdvisor, the Federal Trade Commission's been investigating them since 2014 because they don't operate exclusively with their leads. They'll sell one lead to, like, 10 people.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah,
that's why they created this.
They told us 3 people.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's more. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. That's why they created this, though, and that's why we have to transfer it to you with the live person on the line, you know, and you have to accept it. So it's not like we're just sending a text message with a phone number for you to call and charging you $50, you know. It's like that's their model. What we do is we call you with the person on the line, and if you don't accept it, then you don't get charged for it at all. Right. So they created this to kind of prepare for them to get shut down, but also, you know, solve the problems that people were having with that service. So that's literally how Google Guarantee came to be. We're going, okay, you know, we still can accommodate these people that want to do pay per lead, but they don't want to deal with non-exclusive leads or getting charged for leads that aren't turning into jobs.
Yeah, Andrew's lead keeps calling me, and it's like $200 a month. I'm like, no.
That's the same company, you know. HomeAdvisor owns Angie. Yeah.
Yes.
They say it's the other way around, but HomeAdvisor actually bought them, or HomeAdvisor's parent company bought Angie's List. It was going bankrupt, and they bought them in 2017.
So they always say that Angie's List owns HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, they always say that. You know, now they're saying it's Angie's lead, and you know, it's pay per lead. And, you know, HomeAdvisor bought them. HomeAdvisor's parent company bought Angie's List in 2017.
That was my big concern. I don't want to be like $500 in the lead, and you know, not getting results.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately that's what continues to happen with people who use HomeAdvisor by Angie, is because of the way their system's set up, and if you don't, you know, have competitive pricing and jump on these guys right away, you know, you end up getting charged for things that aren't even turning into business. And then they, a lot of the times, they don't allow you to set a budget or like a lead budget. It's kind of an open-ended thing. And then they just send you these leads. And it's like if you click on it to open it, they debit your account. So I've talked to some older guys that are like, you know, 2,500, 3 grand in the hole on that, and they didn't even realize that they were getting charged for every single lead. By the time they realized it, you know, yeah, it just ran up a big bill on them.
I was saying lead budget, I think it was like 300 a month, and I was getting like close to 400 or 500. I was always, they were always pushing over my budget every month.
Yeah, see, because that's how they get paid, though. So that's why they don't mind selling the same lead multiple times. You know, Google doesn't get paid unless you accept the lead, so there's no point in us calling you with something that's unqualified. We're looking for the guy that's actually going to end up going out on this person. That's how we'll get the lead budget, right? So
you said, you know, whether I accept the lead or I agree to do a walkthrough, but sometimes we don't do in-person walkthroughs. Sometimes we can do it by virtual. You know, we take the square footage, we can give an estimate.
Yeah. Well, the calls are recorded for your lead, so you'll actually have, like, recordings of every lead that you pay for in your tracking system. So you'll know, like, you know, your marketing dollars being spent properly. And then if you feel it's not, you can always dispute them. And, you know, you let us know, we'll dispute it, get it back for you, you know, get your lead credit. Yeah.
Is that a pretty easy process? The home guard said the same thing, and they would not. They would fight you tooth and nail on getting.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. So as a Google partner, we side with you, and Google's not really like, it's not a company that's like scratching for pennies. Just put it that way. Like, they're good.
HomeAdvisor was not on your side. I had someone call and told me that they were not interested in cleaning at all. And they don't know why, they, you know, HomeAdvisor didn't give them the number. And then they still charged me for leave, and I still had to fight them on it. And they still, and I don't know if they ever gave me the credit for that one.
Yeah, no, Google's smart in that regard. It's more valuable to them to, like, retain you and for you to keep using it than to, like, damage a business relationship over a lead fee, you know. It's like it's 20, 30 bucks. I know for guys like me and you, it's like, okay, that's like a month of diapers, so it does matter, but to Google, it's like, yeah, they're not going to damage their business relationship with you and the potential of you buying the next 100 leads over one lead, so they're just like, yeah, fine, okay, whatever, you know, move on, give them a credit, move on to the next one, you know.
All right, now, Phil, you French fries. French fries first.
What's your primary business street address?
F41. F as in Frank, 41.
F41.
We gotta get lunch, guys. Let's pick out lunch.
Okay, I got it. 48750. You were already PIN verified at this address.
I should be. That's probably not here.
Yeah, it says, but it's weird because you don't have the shield and check mark on your local listing, but it's okay. We'll get you a Google Guarantee badge. I'll have this address hidden from all online listings as well, so you don't have to worry about that. All right, so I got your profile set up. We just got to secure the $250 application fee, and then I'm going to send over the application while I have you on the line. In terms of securing that $250 application fee, how did you want to do that?
Curve. I just could have done something and I lost. There it is. Okay, I got it.
Okay. I'm ready for you.
5347. Quick question, sorry. So, if you send a lead, we'll go to all three of us because we're all three Google verified.
No. The leads are exclusive, so it only goes to one. We have them and you on the line, and you have to accept it. The only time it would ever go to somebody else is if, like, you declined it, even though it met your parameters. We would still try to assist that person and get another client on the full guarantee rep on the line. So, like, let's say you go, oh, I'm not accepting anything under 500. Well, this person says, you know, the job, they don't know if it's 550 or 600 or if it's over 500. We call you, you find out, hey, you know, this call is like $350. I'm not going to go out on it. All right. Well, we're not going to charge you. We're not going to hang up on that guy either. We'll try to find him help with another rep. That's the only way it'll go to another rep. Otherwise, it stays strictly exclusive.
All right. So say you call them first. So you call, like, say another company first. Say if they decline it, then you call us. Like, hey, can you take this?
Again, it still has to meet your parameters, though.
If it meets the parameters, like if they turn it down, then you call us.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, it's, you go, hey, you know, we think this job's going to run over 500, but maybe we get on the phone with you, and you're going, hey, that's actually not going to run over 500, you know? At that point, it's not even qualified. So we're not going to charge you for it, but we're not going to hang up on that guy. We're still going to try to find them help. So we'll go to another rep where they still meet that rep's parameters, or we think they may meet that rep's parameters, and then, you know, obviously we'll get them on the line with them. That's the only way we can quote or talk to find somebody else.
That's one of them, man, is I don't mind taking smaller jobs just because of, you know, that's kind of like our model. We take jobs, you know, big and small, try and help people out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but there's a lead fee attached to each one of them, so we also understand that, too. You know, you're not going to want to get charged, you know, $23 for something that's, you know, not meeting your parameters. The whole point of you paying for the Google Guarantee leads is that they are vetted and qualified, you know? So.
It also depends. Like, I did this with Home Advisor. Like, I wouldn't mind paying $23 if it's a small job. It depends, though. If it was a one-time job, then no, it's not typically worth it. If it's like a reoccurring job, let's say bi-weekly, monthly.
In my opinion, like, 10 to 1 is always good. You know what I mean? So it's like you pay $23, the job ends up making like $300, you know, and it's able to cover gas, everything else, and there's $230 in profit there, and it only took you, you know, a couple hours. And why not? I mean, that's $10 for every dollar you invested in it, right? But at the same time, you know, we understand. You know, some guys are like, hey, we're not here for volume. We would rather focus on larger jobs. Some guys are purely commercial. You know, so it's really based on your parameters. It's got to qualify. We get that too. You know, if the less strict you are with the qualifying, the higher your volume is going to be, which means you'll probably run through more jobs at a faster pace. But if you're like, hey, I want them to be this much, you know, then, you know, the frequency of it might slow down too. So it's really you find the balance. You know, and as we go, we perfect it.
Good question. Say I'm getting a lot of volume right now, and I realize my budget's getting high. Can I be like, hey, I need to pause this for a while then?
Can you what? I'm sorry?
I say I'm getting a lot of volume calls, but my budget's getting high. Like, how much I owe you guys? I can pause it for a while, right? I'm just trying to break, get caught
up. It's going to cap at your budget. So your budget's going to be set at $350, and then it's going to cap. So there's no way you're going over that. And without your consent. What was that?
I said Home Advisor. I think I had to.
Well, right. What they do is they'll sell leads and then they have like a monthly rate. Ours can roll over. So that's what I was telling you. Like, let's say you get a 13 lead budget and you only use 7 leads between now and October 1st. Well, you're not going to automatically get charged $350 again on October 1st. You know, it's going to roll over until you've exhausted that full 13 leads, right? And then you get a notification of that, like, hey, you've hit your 13 leads, that budget's exhausted, you need to renew. So, and then you're still going to be up there in that Google Guarantee category, but you're not really going to be getting leads until you renew that budget, right?
Okay. Well, come on, I got to find you lunch.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's kind of like the minimum.
Yeah, that's going to be the minimum starting budget for you.
That's not bad.
You get a guarantee of 13 leads. That's not bad at all. Like I said, I mean, if you stretch that over 2 months, like let's say you only accept 7 this month and then 6 next month, you know, you're talking 2 months before you have to pay that $350 again. And then you have guaranteed work under your belt that generated return on investment for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. All right. Thanks. I think I'm all the question answer.
All right, no problem. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, okay, well, I'm trying to get ready to go camping. Get, get, get.
You
don't
know
now? And we got to pack first. I got to wait in laundry. So get. I don't pack. So you get the first 4, 5, 7.
Yeah, I got that part.
Yeah, kids are excited to go camping.
That sounds awesome. I just took my boys to Hawaii, actually. I ain't going to lie. It was pretty amazing.
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, it was a wedding anniversary, but, you know, I had already promised my wife, and then we had our quote-unquote hurricane in Southern California here. And so I ended up calling an audible, and I went earlier to try to avoid the hurricane, and then that ended up costing me a lot more. So I literally just got back in town on Tuesday. Hello?